Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Hey, Pinduka, I normally say this, but today is really, it's really a special.
Of course, bro.
Legendary. It's really a legendary, iconic interview with someone who's been acting longer than we've been alive.
Fuck me.
45 years and going, ne?
And going.
Yeah.
And still gonna go.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mam Konnichiwe.
Thank you
so much for coming through, man. It's such an honor to have you.
Thank you so much.
And you must know we really love you because we've been doing a lot of interviews with a lot of people, but we've never had to organize transport for them. You're the first ever.
Wow. So, yeah, I've started a precedent. So, yeah, you must continue doing it. I love your work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Why did you want us to organize transport? You don't have a car or is it just a preference?
No. If I'm coming to do your interview, because you don't pay me, so at least do something. Because I don't know from your podcast, are you doing it for mahala? Or is there somewhere where you earn money?
But we might as call it mahala.
You sell it, Akir.
No.
And you earn. So at least give me transport. Contribute something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I can tell she's been to Hollywood. Eh?
She knows what A-class, you know, treatment is. What it means to be an A-class celebrity, a legend. Mm.
How did you get around back in the days, like to interviews and stuff like that?
Come again?
How did you get around to interviews? Were you taking your taxis when you first started in the industry?
Yeah, when one started in the industry, taxi was the route. Mm. You know, was the way to go. And a train also.
Okay.
The train was the way to go. Like, I remember the very first audition that I went to, coming from school where I used to teach, go Orlando. Mm. When I saw that audition, I took a train from Komlamlankunzi in a little 25 cent return.
Mm.
And I was like, I do have 25 cents. I'm going to that audition. Mm. So, yeah, that was the mode of transport then. Those were the days when we were earning about 20 rand or 50 rand per call. So, how
20 rand per call?
Yes. And where would you get chelete or reka koloi? Yes.
So, your first car, what was your first car?
My first car was an Audi, I forgot Audi what? A four corner A.
Can't figure yourself.
I don't know, bro. I'm not that old, man.
I really forgot what, but it was, I think in 1981.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1981. That was the first car that bore my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because like you're using trains and taxis, were you never late for auditions?
No.
Okay.
No, we're taught discipline, Rona.
Mm.
Rona, wow. We're taught discipline that, you know, if you are called to work, you have to be there like 10 minutes or 15 minutes before time.
Yeah.
So you always made sure, Hore. I mean, it's a culture that I have held on to up to.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to tell them that.
Yeah.
Maybe they listen to you because you...
So we're taught to respect time. We're taught to respect our craft. We're taught to respect the people that we work with.
Mm.
Because if I'm going to make you wait here for an hour, Kilisio, what is it saying about me?
Mm.
It's saying, I don't care. You know, I don't respect you.
Mm.
So you have to be there on time. You have to, if it's a drama or it's a theater, you need to know your lines.
Mm.
Because some people have learned their lines. So when other people, you know, took the time to learn their lines and you just come in, you know, what are you trying to do? Are you actually really, really what you say you are?
Mm.
No.
And do you think these young actors that are coming up are disciplined like you're saying now?
You know, it's a different culture altogether.
Yeah, ne?
There are quite a number of them that are disciplined, but there are also some of them that are not. You know, mutatla kwala phone when is supposed to be on set, avale phone, agaziwa ukuthi kuphi, rather vuli phone man. Rather vuli phone ushaya shaye ke, you know.
I'm 5 minutes
because
away.
Because you know, eh, like ubuwe something, maybe you kill your grandfather for the second time, you know. than for us sitting there, the whole crew, you can imagine when we shoot, we have more than 60 people.
Yeah.
Waiting crew like this and other actors by him so we're now quit the phone, we don't know where you are, we don't know whether to proceed with the other scenes, and you are probably in all the scenes of the day. So if there's anything that's happening, at least phone so that Rutobona plan, or maybe what do we do?
I think it's because they didn't struggle. You see, they didn't have to take a train and go through all that you guys went through.
Maybe
it's
maybe
too easy
because
now.
They didn't walk the walk, you know. I'm not saying people should suffer to get to where they want to. But you know, sometimes if you have walked the walk and you have fallen somewhere and you managed to get up and you've fallen somewhere, managed to get up, you appreciate what you achieve. Maybe it's partly because of that. Maybe it's partly also because most of our young people now, Lidi instant coffee. You know, you want things to happen now.
Yes.
And a lot of people are attracted by this industry. They are attracted by you, they are attracted by me, because homonite people know you, they see you on TV and all that. But they don't actually have the passion. So you know, if you don't have the passion inside of you, if nothing is burning you inside, this is what I want, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, this is my career. You don't care.
Yeah. And you, during your career, you've never thought about doing anything else except what you're doing.
No, when I was growing up, I actually thought I was going to be a singer.
Yeah, I heard about that. You're a rapper, weren't you?
Wow.
You're a rapper as well. No?
Oh, no.
Hey, just to bust some rhymes.
Real.
Ono ko shebile ko DSTV, Delicious on Sunday. There were some old rappers there. So yeah, those are the rap people that we knew when we grew up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, you did. You wanted to be a nurse as well, ne?
I was.
Oh, you were a nurse.
Yes, I was.
Yes.
You know, after I finished matric, I came here to Tembisa. Hi, Tembisa.
Hey.
I came to Tembisa Hospital to come and train as a nurse. That was in 1972.
Long
before you guys were born.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was there for 2 years, and during those days, you know, things were really, really difficult because I fell pregnant. Ne?
Okay.
Yeah, and there were those laws which said if you fall pregnant during your training, you don't come back. So I was almost, I could easily say I was kicked out because I couldn't go back anymore.
Okay.
So instead of going back there, I went to Wilberforce Training College to go and do teaching. So I quit at Wilberforce because I had matric. The principal of the school decided to promote us. It wasn't just me, it was 5 of us.
Okay.
He decided to promote us to do the second year because the course was 2 years.
2 years.
So 2 of those people refused to do second year, and now I was one of those people who said, you know what, I mean, if I fail, it's still okay. It's a 2-year course. So I did it in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I managed
Look
to pass
at you.
It. Yes. And then that's when I came now to Orlando El Ratón, to come and teach. And that was in 1976.
Wow.
The year.
Yes. And you were teaching at that time. How was it? I'm sure it was crazy, ne?
No, you know, it didn't start like that. You know, it was normal. Everything was normal. And it was nice to school and teacher because 3 of the teachers that were there, we had gone to the same school. So it's people that I knew. Everything was normal until around April when the government introduced Hore, the subjects to be taught should be taught in Afrikaans. It wasn't Afrikaans per se. You know, it wasn't Afrikaans as a subject. It was
must be taught in Afrikaans.
Yes.
A learning medium.
Social nahana maybe that time nokunal social studies, like it's for anything. Social studies, history, biology, maths, you know, all of those things in Afrikaans. When Rona Kaburona, we didn't even learn or do them in Afrikaans when we were at school. So that's where the whole thing started. And the children started, you know, boycotting. Like now, I call out to boycott. Kilutuli at that time, you know, it was a new thing to me, boycott, what is that? So they were boycotting school. They would come to school and just sit outside, you know, and not go to classes until that fateful day of 16.
Where were you that day?
I was at school. We were teaching at school. We thought everything is normal. Khanti, there's a big thing happening. Kako, from Kamuna Lady up to Mo Pefeni.
Okay.
Because we go Orlando, ne, where I was teaching, Kistrata Selesa Orlando Stadium. And all of a sudden, we see these cars rushing out because there were white people that were working Kokasi. And there are these cars rushing out of companies that were working inside. And then the rumor if it clearly, I don't know how, because no sina cell phone. But the rumor came, airing, hey, kya fiwa elen to Orlando West. And we just closed school, and I remember we walked with the teachers that I was with, because there were no taxis. We walked to Orlando West. When we arrived there, Hector Peterson was already shot. Man. And there was also, we're told there's a doctor, Dr. Edelstein, who used to work at the clinic, Yako Pefeni, who was already killed by the masses. And Ukara Nebamu Kensoko does been somewhere.
That's the story. Yeah.
It was not nice. I mean, I had never seen anything like that in my life. So it was burning. It was burning. The bottle store, the office, the ing. Hey man, Arkalobona hippo, Ntwebizwang hippo. You know, like you hear the sound of the gun right here, you know, you see. Like we're burying our children like every day. Because you know, anytime you can come out running, you can come out running. At my school in particular, we buried two kids, and we'd go to the funerals. Go to funeral, like the way people do. You went there only ready. I might have to run.
And that was your life?
Yeah. That's so, how it was. But people never gave up. They kept on fighting. Imagine ulona li hippo ka matlapa.
Hippo?
Hippo. Like isabua ka matlapa. And those people are secure in a hippo. I mean, that's how angry people were. And I don't think it was anger coming from 1976 only. It was anger coming from way, way back.
Yeah, it was a build-up.
Yes, it was way, way back. I mean, it didn't start in 1976. If you read the history of South Africa, kobo PAC, kobo Tswang, kobo ANC, kobo Tswang, and all of that, it started a long, long time ago. So it was like, it's enough.
So when you're saying you had to go to a funeral ready to run,
yeah.
Would then police of then come to a funeral?
Yes.
And shoot?
Yeah, bo. They would come to a funeral and just start shooting and provoke. Even if they are not provoked.
Trying to cut costs.
Sometimes they would just provoke. Yeah.
How difficult was it teaching in Afrikaans as a teacher? Was it even practical?
I don't think it happened.
So the teachers were resisting also?
It didn't happen. Now I was teaching English and Sesotho. Southern Sesotho.
We had Baba John Kani a few months back on the show.
Yeah.
And he was telling us about the violence he encountered during apartheid, which was crazy. Did you encounter any violence as well during that time?
No, not personally. Not personally. There were incidents which were happening, but I have not experienced it. Like violence personally, I could say violence in the form of what? Of discrimination.
Sure.
Of being told, hore, ukasikeni mole, ukasiji mole, you can't get that type of education and stuff like that, you know.
Mm.
But violence, violence direct, no. It was a systematic violence that I experienced.
Mm.
The violence of being denied certain rights. Mm. Yeah.
And did you ever meet Mom Winnie Mandela and Mandela as well?
I have met Utata, but I have not met O Mama, like to be able to sit with her like
speak,
this.
Yeah.
Yes, but I have met her like, hi, Mama Winnie, you know. But with Tata, I have done, thanks to showbiz, you know, sometimes you get to meet these people.
Look at us now.
Yeah, you know, we get to meet these people. Yeah. There was an event that we were doing, Kona's Rec, where I was sitting with him like this. You know? And we talked, you know, and he was like, hey, he used to watch some of our programs from Ko Robben Island. Mm. And then a second incident when I saw him closely for the first time, it was when we were organizing an event, United Nations. Mm. And Utata was supposed to walk straight. Nerenze Kanabar King, when you are standing like that and they come... Kamuhare,
a card of honor.
Yes, thank you. God of honor. Yeah, God of honor. We're all standing there, God of honor, and then he's supposed to come with the delegates, you know, and then Boutros Ghali and other big guns, it's United Nations. And Utata just came out of the line and he came straight to me and greeted me.
Wow.
And he chose me out of that crowd. You know how special that was to me?
Yeah.
I felt like I was frozen. The queue is so long. Why does he choose me?
Mm.
You know, so I said, you know what? I received the blessing.
Wow, that's amazing.
I received the blessing. Yeah.
Okay, so you did nursing.
Mm.
Then now you're a teacher. Did you... become a waitress as well?
Yes.
Where was that?
In America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have done it all.
Where were you working at, like a McDonald's or what?
No. Do you know Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas?
Oh, no, I've never been to America. No.
Yeah, okay. No. Reliance Stadium is where they play. It's where they play these big games. It's a
baseball.
Those people, but football.
Football, okay.
American football. So when I went there in 2001, I actually wanted to go and stay there, you know. And you know, when you go to a foreign country where people don't know you, when you're still trying to find your way, you do anything. You'll wash dishes. Actually, in America, it's not a shame.
Mm.
You know, to work in a restaurant.
And this is your first time in America?
No. I've been to America so many times. The first time I went to America was in 1980.
Wow.
Hey. I used to dance. That was the first time I went.
Yeah.
Then when I came back, I kept going back because my son went to school. Kamukrela skolo kote.
America?
So, yes.
Oh, wow.
Not Nongelo, the elder one.
Yeah.
Yes. So Tumi went to school there. He left in 1995, stayed there for 10 years. So in between, I would go.
Mm.
And then like what I just told you now, Hore, I normally also do cultural festivals in America.
Yes.
I go there with crafters, musicians, dancers and all that. So every time Khunali the show, I would go.
Mm.
Not ka showbiz, ka konichume business, ya konichume ya. So I've been there several times. So when I was a waitress, I had thought, you know what, let me just go there and see, you know, what will happen. So in addition to selling crafts, because I used to have a craft shop, Kumaket Theatre, but I also used to export, you know. So I thought, okay, let me just take some of my things, tsetsekiti exportang, and go there, you know, and see if I can maneuver into the industry. But fortunately, I was in a city which is not very much into film, which is Houston, Texas. And Nekilo Kotem, because it's a city that I knew better, you know. So I ended up, $11 per hour.
Oh, $11. Not bad.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? I used to serve those people. I went to training, about trainer pela for about 3 days. And when you are trained there, the first thing which they're going to tell you about is alcohol.
Yeah.
That you can't serve, you cannot serve alcohol to someone who's under 18.
Mm.
And it's a serious thing.
Crime. Mm.
You dare do that. I was harassed. No, hunal mulao mul. And if you are not sure if the person is 18 or not, wamo boza, offer ID. If a sabato for ID, you call the supervisor. And also, you are not allowed to serve alcohol to someone who's already drunk.
Mm.
So yeah, in addition to that, the play it, yo batong. You know, Reliance Stadium is so big.
Mm.
You go carry lift from one floor to another to go and serve those people. I was pushing the fridge. You know those big fridges that let's in Dijo? And I would push the fridges going into one elevator to another, and I would look at these people and I would like, hey, if only you knew who I am, you know. But I said, you know what, if I have to start here.
From the bottom.
This is where I'm going to start.
Wow.
And I remember the first day when I got back home and I told my son, because I was staying with him, hey, it's to me, create a job. Arama. First job, fellow, how much are they paying you? That time, the going rate was $6.
Mm.
And I was getting
$11.
Yes. He said, what? $11 per hour? Hey, that's a lot of money. So, yes, I did that, you know. But along the way, I thought, ah, you know what? Ay, man, I'm going back home. So, yeah.
And then when
I
did
came
you,
back.
When did you go to Greece? Yeah, Greece, sorry.
Okay, to Greece. That was after I auditioned the first time when I auditioned. Like, I was a teacher.
Yeah.
Then I saw this audition of people that were looking for dancers, actors.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I went to that audition.
Mm.
So when I got there, ke mistress waba tuki kaparetse di high heels aka two-piece aka mo. Hey, by Kenya, the artist, during those days, it's a... Black power, you know?
Yeah.
When people like to imitate Americans.
Yeah.
What's all the artistic papa Zhuang? They will go, hey, man, how you doing, man? Hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Hey, and I'm sitting there as a teacher. I don't know anyone here, but what to Sabanyulus? And then when it came to my chance, I thought, you know what? Ogu jaiva, no good dancer, no good tula. Ah, lapo konangzo isaya into nyazeyo, but la salaba my kids. I'm not sure about acting. But when it comes to that, I just took off my shoes and I put them there. And I did the best that I could.
Wow.
So, and then I'm told, hi, there's going to be a shortlist. Hey, konuchimwe utsebe lakai shortlist. There's going to be a shortlist. We'll tell you after akisebe how long, if you are coming back or not. So now, after that, when people were leaving, I just went straight to the producer and I said, excuse me, sir. By the way, I'm a teacher, so I need to know now whether you're taking me or not.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I was naive because I was cast on the spot.
Wow.
So I had a dilemma now of resigning from teaching because people were saying, yo, I'm service or secure.
Exactly,
safe. Or I'm little benefits and what have you, what's am I?
And showbiz wasn't big at that time.
Yeah, yeah. What's am I? And then when you come back, what's going to happen? And what have you? And I was like, you know, guys, more, you call 78 rand, more teaching. So, more, kia overseas at home. And you call 100 rand per week compared to 78 rand per month.
And how was it like traveling back then?
Traveling to?
To overseas.
Yo, it was exciting. Well, it was not my first time in the plane.
In the plane, yeah.
Because, you know, by then, my parents were already in Malawi. My father is Malawian, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, my mother is Zulu.
Zulu, yes.
So, bahambile baya in Malawi.
How do they even meet, by the way?
Hey. There are so many.
Where do you go to just find a Malawian
so
man?
Hey, a man now, from Blantyre.
Now I have to leave the stories of Greece and go back to the Malawian.
We'll go back.
Okay. Sure. My mother was working as a domestic worker. Go Deben. She's from Escort Natal. So my father was working in Durban.
Mm.
Yeah. So my father tells me that my mother used to go to some shop every morning, I don't reckon newspaper.
Yeah.
So Baba Mganti Talam Pegile. What a toto. Long and uncommuyang maget. And my mother said yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how the relationship started.
And how long were they together for?
No, until death did them apart.
Wow.
Yes. Until death did them apart, yes.
They got to see your success, ne?
Not quite, you know. Shame. My father died a long time ago, 1983.
Mm.
My mother almost saw it.
Mm.
Actually, let me say she has seen it.
Yeah.
Because my mother passed away 2 years ago at the age of 98.
Mm.
You know, and I remember...
2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yes. When I was going to Black Panther, I was struggling to go there because I was not one of the cast members who were going to be... like my flight was not going to be funded. It was not in my contract.
Mm.
So, but I wanted to go. Mm. You know, I wanted to go. Thanks to NFVF. Hello, NFVF. Mm. So through NFVF, I managed to go. But I remember there was a time when I was almost giving up. I've been knocking doors and what have you. I can't find Ilan to find funding to go there. And my mother said, you know what, Kun? At Yazin, Uyaya. At Uyaya, Angwazu Usowena. So we are give up a velu salapans. Ah, Uyaya. Sukuma Uyaya. And you know, after she said that, she just, you know, revoked something my spirit, the fire in me. She woke it up. And then I made sure that, you know what, Kirola Dieta Keikela, go NFVF. And I went there and I spoke to them. I touched it. It's South Africa, my dear.
South Africa. This is 2 years ago.
My dear, this is South Africa. There are certain things that you have to fight for even up to today.
Even you, Mamkon.
Yes. 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 It's the country where we live. Yeah. It's the country where Koni Chume still goes to an audition and is expected to stand in the queue with you guys.
No way.
With
randoms.
With people who social media, but we are opening the industry.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with opening the industry, but who are you opening it to? When there are thousands and thousands of people who are already in the industry who are looking to get jobs. When there are thousands and thousands of kids who have sacrificed to go to school, study drama school and what have you, and they are doing their best and they are so talented, and you are ignoring them and you are telling us that you are opening the industry. Why? Is it because you just want to exploit? But desperate. You are hiring people who are looking for a job.
Yes.
Not people who have this thing inside of them. So,
you didn't even study for this. It's called given.
I mean, there was no school for drama then. Yeah. There was no school for black people's drama then. We were taught by people that we worked with. We copied from people who came before us. Bo Ustandi Klasin, Bo David Pete, Bo Usmeri Twala, and all of those people. And you know, those days, it was not like today, where I'm afraid to tell you, even if it's privately, to say, hey, Mac, you know what? Maybe that scene or one of that line, maybe how can I answer so, or you know what? Bona, skatla leet, man, zama horo, or one. Like those women, the people that that came before us. Never shout out some panukena mumunyako if you're late msebenzini. Before you even see the executive producer or you see the director, bebe kuthethisa njengomama wakho or njengobhuti wakho, and you would unotokwata, but tomorrow you realize, you know what, they were actually right. Yes. I was wrong. So you wouldn't take it badly. Today I'm sure if I can do that, I will be all over social media. Baphilile isikhathini sabo mabaphume ku industry. Singenile thina. You'll find yourself ku social media just for trying to correct umuntu.
How's it different in Hollywood? How does it work in Hollywood?
I'm sure you already know.
Ne.
You already know when you are there, talent is respected. Talent is respected. I will just make an example with Ntuna, we are not Black Panther, because it's the latest thing I've done. From when they come and pick you up, Konala Johannesburg, already there's a big limousine waiting for you outside.
A limousine?
Yes. We are in Hollywood. Marbai Kashile Konala is South Africa. Igumele, and your call is 3 o'clock. Uguti is oglandang with 3. But got 2 o'clock already. Your ticket, it's not like, it's not an argument. It's a given horiki business class.
Yo!
You know, when you reach there, another limousine is waiting for you. When you get to your room, everything that you might possibly need is there.
Wow.
The doctor comes to your room.
The doctor?
Yes. The doctor comes to your room. How to mowena? Hey, doctor, you go Fendaily number 124. What? etla mo rumung ya hao ba o examine hantle, they take you there, you get a call, hey, today it's going to be like this and this and this and this, maybe you can come on set, the director wants to meet you. You get on set, director maybe u busy wa director ba mo emisa hanyana re Miss Khan is here. Ha fitla ha tlhaga director, the director already knows you. You know, like when I got there, Ryan didn't like look for me amongst the crowd. He just came straight to me and said, "Hi, Kani." And he said, "This is the face that I've been looking for. This is the face that I wanted." And then you go to Dijon. When you go to Dijon, you don't know what is it that you should eat. Like everything is there.
It's a buffet.
Yes. And when you start shooting, the menu comes to you. Haunso Zula, hey, by the way, the menu comes to you. You already know where you sit. I mean, people, I can go on and on and on. When it comes to, when you finish shooting, when it comes to royalties, I don't go around phoning, hey guys, do you know the royalties?
Sorted.
Check it again, check it again.
And they give you dollars.
Of course. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, to an extent that I thought, you know what, let me just open an account so that actually that thing eat ba vele ba ila tlhele fela ka mo le ska tlhola ibile eka eka le ka mo ke tla kopana le yone kae kae, you know. So I mean, things like that, that's how much talent is respected. You know, I mean, from when I say talent, I'm not just talking about the actors, I'm also talking about people that are working in the background, like your technicians.
Sound.
And there's such work ethic. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. In a film where you have more than 500 people or 600 people working, if you were told this is what you do, people are just doing what they're supposed to do and everybody is just in sync. And you know, it gives you that courage, or you know what, hey, lena phela ke castiwe mona khathale, or wena umang, or wena umang, or ulupita, or u enjela, or umang, nami castiwe, I'm not coming here from an inferior point of view. The director made sure that I'm here and he saw it fit that I'm in your caliber, that I can work with you. So what I'm coming here to do is just to deliver what I'm supposed to deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what a beautiful, beautiful feeling. What beautiful spirit. What brotherhood, what sisterhood was there. It was so wonderful, you know, working with those people.
And it's only happening like 40 years later. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah, 40 years later. You know, when it's God's time, it's God's time. Yeah. And I'm not even saying people must wait for 40 years for that to happen. I would like you guys, you know, to be successful now. But unfortunately or fortunately, for me, it happened at this time. And I look back and I look at my colleagues who are my generation, who never had that opportunity. And I count myself as blessed. You know, I'm blessed that
you got to see
I got to, you know, I got to taste those things. Even though I went to America before, I but I had never done a film. I have worked on stage before. And I see it as a blessing because even for the role that I'm doing, that I was doing there, they auditioned everywhere. But God said, that child of mine in South Africa is the one who's going to get it. Not because she's the best actress of them all.
Yeah.
But I just want to give her this opportunity. So that's what I normally tell people. Kirno, it's God's blessing. You know, yes, after 40 years.
Theater.
Did you interact with Chadwick?
A lot.
Fondest memory?
You know, he was that type of person. He's not loud. He's very down to earth, you know. But he's that type of person who, in between the scenes, will walk around and come to you and talk to you and ask you. And he had been to South Africa before.
Oh,
he was telling me that, hey, you know, wow. I've been to Cape Town. I have a friend, a Xhosa friend
from, Xhosa.
From Cape Town. His name is so-and-so. Oh, I love South Africa. I'll come there one day and what have you. Or just at a fella, mama, how are you today? Did you sleep well? How's, you know? And I was thinking that he's doing that to me only.
Mm.
It's only when he passed away that I realized when other artists were talking, other actors were talking.
Yes.
He was that kind of person who would go to everyone, and all that. And I was still waiting for him, you know, to come back to South Africa because he said he loved the country and he would love to come back.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Theater, film, TV, which one pays the most?
Film.
Film, ne?
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you know, if you ask a lot of actors, especially who've been in theater, they will tell you that they love theater more than TV and film.
Yeah, because you can see the crowd and you can feel the energy.
Yes, exactly, exactly. You know, you are on your toes. Yeah. The adrenaline is there. Mm. People are here. How to put the line? It's how you know it. it revives you. It puts you back into the mode. Whereas ka kwa humunati because chale tatengi betere bad. I mean wapota kikati ushuta hape, you know. So ka kwa you interact with people here, you can see them, you can make them cry, you know, and you see their tears, you can make them laugh, you can do everything and you get the reaction there at the same time. You know, it's so fulfilling.
And then was there ever couch casting back in your days?
Yes, I think it has been there.
Yeah.
I think it has been there. It's an old culture that has been there, and it's very dangerous because if as an actor that's what you are going to do, how long are you gonna be doing it? Because sometimes you are working in a drama which is only going to last for 3 months.
Mm.
After 3 months, contract fedilo, you have to look for another job.
Mm.
Or soap contract, I think 12 months after that, you have to look for another job. So if that's how you're going to be getting your jobs, does it mean that in each and every thing or every project that you're going to do, is that what's going to happen? Let's say like now I've been in the industry for 45 years.
Of course, of course.
And in the 45 years, how many productions have I done?
Mm.
But again, when you throw it back to the people who are doing it, to actors, you know, I think it's very bad because they're abusing their power.
Mm.
You know, what's a holy stranded and only young, you become very vulnerable.
Of course.
You become very, very vulnerable. It's like when you are broke, broke, and you have no money, and somebody says, "I, someone requests that he please send us 2," and then out of store, now it's 100,000, it's over 20,000. You are vulnerable. You are thinking about your home. There's nothing in the house. Banana dijo, kolota bondu, kolota rente, ya 4 months. Chances are that you are going to be tempted. You know,
have you
to
ever
do
been
that.
Tempted?
No.
Nah.
I'm one of those lucky people, really, and this is true. I've never been in that situation where somebody has even attempted. I don't know. I know that some people have experienced it. That's why I don't know whether I'm lucky or maybe but when I was hava, or maybe I was not too pretty. So, but honestly speaking, I have not experienced it, but I know that it has been there. It has happened,
And how do you feel? Because just the other day, we saw a video of...
Vustanda.
Yeah, Vustanda from...
Yo, that made me very sad.
Hey, man.
You know, I felt like, our industry is so cruel, guys. You know, it's so cruel. We are freelancers, you know, and you are a freelancer for the rest of your life. And unfortunately, even the government, our government, where we pay 25% tax, they still don't classify us as workers.
Mm.
So which means, okasi lulu klima ntuna UIF.
Next.
Like ra yuzi wafel, you know? And, you know, I normally dispute the fact that ho thwe di ntshona di creatives ha re gone budget ha re gone budget a chalete. I just want to know hore if I am working today, even for the whole year for that matter, and then next year maybe I'm not working for another 6 months, how far would I be able to stretch that money? Ke tlo stretch ho fitlela ko kae?
What's the longest you've gone without a gig?
You know, okay, I could say maybe about 3 months, 4, maybe even up to 6.
Sure.
But you survive because of other things that you do, you know. That is why, Barry, in life, not just in the industry only, in life, just try and have other streams of income.
Diversify, yeah.
There's no way you can look at salary A1, even if usebenza only 9 to 5. You have to look at other things. I do voiceovers. I do inspirational talks.
The events company.
Yes, I have an events management company. I do other things, you know. Excuse me. Kona manje social media has come with new things, you know.
Yes, yes.
Where you can create your own job.
Yeah.
You know, whether ke YouTube, whether ke kore uzithengise somehow and partner maybe with a certain brand, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, isitori saka putvosi singizwise ubuhlungu kakhulu. I actually took that video and I sent it somewhere, hoping that the powers that be, because it's so embarrassing and it's so hurting, that they will hear him and probably come up with something which they can do. Because another thing, like South Africa, we don't even have a union. We don't have a union where somebody can speak on our behalf so that at least we can see our rights happening. Can you imagine how many jobs Uputvusa Azenzile in his lifetime?
Yeah. Yeah.
If Guguti was to get royalties out of all those jobs, at least he would be able to get by. He wouldn't be maybe rich, but he would be able to pay rent, he would be able to eat.
Basics.
And if he was in another country, he would be a millionaire.
Multi-millionaire.
Just that.
He would be a multi-millionaire. So it's a shame, you know, it's a spit on our faces as South Africans to have sceneries and things like that that is happening to Vosi.
During your career, did you ever take a role just because you needed to pay bills? You didn't really want that role.
You know what? I normally listen to most of the actors like South Africa. Uzo umuntu athi, no, you know, I took that role because of what and what and what. Truth is, most of the time, we take roles because we have to work. It's a job, yeah, 1 year. And at that time, you are not working. You have not worked for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you say you took that role only because it was what. I, 9 out of 10, all those talks are not true.
What happened at Rhythm City? Because you were there for 8 years.
Nine. Yeah.
And all of a sudden you were gone.
Yes.
That's
how it is. You know, they got me off guard. Like off guard. Because I was like, this woman called Mamuketi, she was almost like the anchor, you know, of the community there.
Okay.
But ba tokang, ba nabala tlhegileng and all that, she would always, you know, bring them home, look after them. The script was going well. They were a role model of Kitaring, Yali Nyalu, or a role model ya community. Mamukiti was a loving woman, but people were saying it's a mismatch, you know, but these people have been together for so long and she loved her family. She was a community person. She was always out there assisting other people or children that were in dire straits, you know. And she was keeping the home fires burning because none of us pass a shop, Molari Samaguin. She was there, you know. And I think it was a kind of family that was a role model to us, you know, as a community. Because it's people who've been together for such a long time and they still loved one another so much. Yeah.
So how did they fire you? How does it happen? Like, does someone walk into your trailer and tell you this is your last shoot?
Trailer? Okay. No, I received a letter. I think I received the letter around October that my role was no longer going to be there. We contracted to normally be signed on March.
Yeah.
So they told me in October. So at least I had 5 months to see what I can do. But, you know, it becomes so difficult when you are from a soap.
Mm.
Because when you are from a soap, sometimes it's difficult for another drama series or another soap to take you. Because when they look at you, they still see Mamuketi.
Mm.
So it takes a long time before you shed the Mamuketi thing. It's like right now, Kilisonto. One day, if I need to do another role, Mukili Mamuruti thing and all that, people will still, they will remember Sonto and say, I don't know, maybe she can't play. That's how sometimes stereotyped even the directors or producers can be.
Mm.
That's how they can be sometimes. Or, hi, man, nadlala Sonto, Sonto in elitsotsi. Hi, man, Mamuruti, I know, you know what, no, you know. Yeah, so it becomes difficult like that, you know. And after Rhythm City, it took maybe almost a year before I could get something solid.
Mm.
Now, because of the little things that I was doing on the side, that's how I was able to...
But how do you go to work for 5 months knowing your role is coming to an end? I wouldn't pitch up.
But you've signed the contract.
Mm.
You've signed the contract. You come in there and you don't want these people to know, because we have bonded so much, you know, with the cast and crew, that you don't want them to know, because you don't want them to go through the pain that you are going through.
Mm.
You keep it inside until it's all right. Even your kids at home, like people that know you, how about Blilly? Because already I was saying, but to boneka raise, but to raise, mskepsele sabato. And you don't want that, you know. So you keep it to yourself until when it's almost close.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it will affect, you know, it's not nice when you're working with somebody who told you, and what's a maya, I'm not of you. It kind of kills something in you.
Yeah, is the fam still fine or is it making noise?
I know.
Is it fine? Oh, okay, cool. But do you still watch Rhythm City now?
Where is it? Watch it where?
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Long gone, bro.
Sirrus?
Yeah.
They can't.
I watch TV and I know. Yeah.
Jeez, I'm sure they regret firing you now. You see what happened, eh?
The numbers. You left with the numbers.
You left with the numbers, eh?
Wow. Anyway, you know, at the end of the day, they have the right to do what they want to do. After all, we sign a 12-month
thingy
contract. Mm. It's only when you've been there for so many years, you know, you kind of become comfortable. And you get into debts.
Mm.
Hey.
Because life yarona is a risk.
Of course.
You know? If it's a risk, you'll never have it.
Yeah.
Mm. If it's a risk, even though you know Rutusavita for 12 months, if you don't take the risk and say, you know what, Gatsava Rutusavita 12 months, but you know what, I have to buy a car, you'll never have it.
How was it working with Hendrik Tsele?
Oh, it was wonderful. That was the beginning of my career during those days. It was nice.
Nah.
It was nice. And Yena, he had already made his name Kashaka Zulu, you know. And
so you got him after Shaka Zulu?
I was already in showbiz, but I was more on stage.
Yeah.
Yes. So when I worked with him, I think it was my second or third TV thing.
Mm.
Yeah. But it was really wonderful working with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that you were at a funeral and... you mentioned that you used to have suicidal thoughts after you lost your child.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Mm.
That was, but you know what, guys? That was a long, long time ago. And I don't know why you guys always, when you interview, you keep bringing it back. Because some people misinterpret it. The headlines, you know. And I healed from it a long, long time ago. The reason I mentioned it is because I was trying to encourage... I spoke about it during the funeral of Siyabonga, the young guy who committed suicide, Kokomora.
Yes,
that's where I spoke about it publicly. And the reason I spoke about it is because I can see how much suicidal, you know, our kids are. There's a lot of mental health amongst amongst youth and even abantu abadala. So I was just trying to
shed some light.
To share, would you know what? You can get out of it. Whatever situation that you are in, you can get out of it. And, you know, confide to someone maybe that you can trust. Maybe a go director who is a Johang, Uska Kuala Ntoka Muhari. And people were saying, more industry in Yarona, people are committing suicide because they don't have money. And then you ask yourself, Robert, what's on Andibo Siabonga? He was working, he was in a production. Was it really money? And Ricky Rick, was it really money?
No.
You know, so there are some underlying things that we don't know. So I was revealing it, Uguti, you know what, in 1986, I was suicidal, but I managed to get out of it. So Luena, if that's how you are feeling right now, there's a possibility that you can get out of it. You know, God created you for a purpose. He put you here for a purpose. Urumilwe. You are a servant. You have to fulfill that mandate. Not to just take your life like that. We need you. You know, society needs you. South Africa needs you. There's an alternative. And there is no problem. It lasts forever. You know, you can go through things today. But tomorrow when you look back, you're like, yo, you know, because all of us at some point, and when you are in that fire, you feel like, God, where are you? You feel like you'll never come out of of that fire. But you know what? You are gonna come out, even if at that moment you don't know how. But never do mo mulong for the rest of your life.
And we've been burning, eh, Sol?
But you know what?
How come you got divorced? Because I mean, like, if I'm married to you, why would I want to divorce you? He's such a sweet lady.
And gorgeous.
And gorgeous. You know what I mean? You know?
How about I give you the number of that guy?
Let me call him.
And find out who did say more about divorce.
Oh, so he's the one who...
I'm the one who filed.
Oh, you
yes,
filed.
Yes, I'm the one who filed.
You had enough, ne?
Yes, yeah. I have had enough.
Yeah. What's up with those... Because he worked at a church, ne?
No, he's a sound engineer.
He was a sound engineer.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
How
did you do your research?
I thought you met a church.
No, we didn't meet a church. Kerekeng naitsa sound.
Oh.
Yeah, naitsa sound. In any sound engineer kamontle as a profession, but kerekeng happen na nana lo hoetsa sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are you guys now? You guys cool?
No, we speak. I mean, we have a child, you know, so there's no way we cannot speak. Rabu, and now I'm not that type of person. Oh,
utharang
grudge. Yeah, no care for nothing. I have learned to heal.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yo muntu nka ba sa hlokofetse mos.
Yeah.
And if unzo tshwara everything e fail we be ka mo.
And are you planning on getting married again?
Of course I will.
Ne.
Do you have an uncle?
A rich one.
Do you have an yo, he has to be rich.
Very rich one.
Ah, he must be rich. I kwa to sutle sengingaka. I must come.
Mom, Cody, thank you so much for coming through, man. What's the vision for the foundation? What are we doing with the foundation?
Okay, with the foundation, I have been doing ama master classes through my business. So I decided to take it out of business and do it ka foundation, where I'm doing what I call the business of acting.
Yeah.
Business of acting, you know, it's a window that I want to, you know, I just want to take people through the window so that they can see inside.
Yes.
and, you know, just teach them the basics
and
of everything.
Who better than you? You've got so much knowledge.
Yes, and just give them the basics of everything, what happens. And also introduce them to other careers. Selling things more filmy because...
Like sound. People,
yes. All because people think... Hore, acting is the only thing. As is shooty, as is enzeli sound, as is kogis, as is makeup. There are so many other things that are behind. So I try to introduce the whole thing. And then I also bring filmmakers to come. Libona Babu, I bring social media people to come and talk about social media, how it can, the pros and cons of it, how you can use it to, you know, and stuff like that. And also edutainment, you know. Teaching people about ills of society, but through entertainment, like GBV, teenage pregnancy, you know, mental health now lately and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, that's what the foundation is doing. So at the moment, what I'm working on is to take 50 women.
Okay.
Yes, to New Orleans next year.
Oh, wow.
Amongst those women, originally I was taking Ama... creatives so but this time I also want to take business people.
Oh, nice.
So it's something that I'm working on, and I want to take about 50 of them.
How do women get chosen for that? Are you gonna pick?
No. They're already, they are submitting their works.
Oh, okay.
So they're submitting their works, they're submitting their profiles, and then musicians and craft and other people, I mean, Seabaz, Rabaut, right?
Yeah.
So with music, I'm going to take people from different genres.
Oh, nice.
Genres. I get to know my piano now. Yeah, you know what? We also have our own genre.
Yes.
You know, quiet, piano and stuff like that. So,
hey, you in touch with what's going on?
I've got young kids.
Nah.
You know, I'm 27. Unongeluna 30. My grandchildren, una 21, una 20, una 60. So, nifita yonkin dao. My friend lengwe ukoko umtano was 6 years, ngba ukoko umtano was 6 years. Haswanzu kibe ukoko wangwana 21 kia, haswanzu kibe mme wangwana 27. So, and my children are in showbiz, except the one who was studying in America.
Yeah.
Tando is a rap artist, she's an actress.
Okay.
Unongelo is PR, she's in show business. You know, I care.
Yeah, no,
so,
no,
like, I'm there. I'm
she was at DSTV Delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there, you know. As long as I'm walking, fully.
Mama, congrats. You're about to fly to the USA to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
How did that come about? It's the Harper Awards, yeah?
Yes, the Harper. They call it Hollywood African Prestigious Award.
Oh, a round of applause.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Hollywood African Prestigious Award.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm going to go to the premiere first, which is...
Black Panther.
Then after that, it will be the awards. I don't know. You know, that's why, you know, some of the things, you don't know how they happen. That is why I will always attribute them to God,
of course.
Because, I mean, there are so many other people in South Africa. But the Harper Awards decided to choose me, you know. And I'm going there to receive it on behalf of myself, on behalf of you, on behalf of the South African industry,
on
behalf of the continent, on behalf of the diaspora. Because it's Hollywood African. So, ke amoleka pride e we are kilo receiver on behalf of all of us.
And send a shout out to us there.
I will.
Subscribe. Subscribe, man.
Yeah. No, ningje lokuthi ngithini ngikhulume ngendlela yeah.
Also, are you still close with your family in Malawi? I know your other name is Temweka.
Temweka. But kakhulu.
Wow, they know you're a superstar.
My sister is coming next month. Oh. You know, my father left, I grew with my mom. So he left with some of my brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Some of them babuyile much later in life.
Yeah.
But there's still one Osele, Unomsa. Unomsa still lives there. So now and then she comes over, like she's coming next month.
Oh, beautiful.
So I have my relatives there. I go there all the time, you know, when I feel like I wanna go to the lake. when I feel like, and when our relative yaka, when it's Mavenda relatives are wrong. You guys walked from Ethiopia coming to Venda. You passed there.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I noticed a lot of ways that are similar, very similar to Venda.
Venda, yeah.
So I go to Malawi, you know. The last time I was there was 2 years ago. I go there most of the time when I want to chill. I keep at Lupumula, and at least there are a lot of people that recognize me, but not as much as here.
Yes.
So at least I can't go on. You know, sometimes we have to. Because was a poop, a mama. So, Ngalena,
I was shocked when you're asking for gin instead of water.
Eh?
I was shocked when you're asking for gin instead of water.
No, because I said, meaning I come for it. If Google it was around 6 o'clock, I probably would have asked for gin. Yeah, I probably have asked for gin, but sometimes I don't want to say it. I'm in touch with them.
Oh,
very much so,
beautiful.
Very much so. I'm a Chiume, you know. My father came from the northern part of Malawi, which is on the border of Tanzania and Malawi. Border EU. Like, when I'm sitting at my home, I can actually see the mountains of Tanzania more.
Wow.
Lovely, man.
Yes.
In closing, Mamkoni, what do you want to be remembered as?
You know, I'm always asked that question, and I don't have an answer for it.
Yeah.
What I normally say is I have affected people in different ways.
Of course.
I don't know how I have affected you. I don't know, Utina, what kind of impact I had on you or... I want people to be at liberty to remember me the way they want to remember me. Because I could say, maybe more when I kibile so, more omin kibile so, kiberekile mole mole ka bereka. Each and every person una litsela ekimo impactile nkayona. So whatever way I have impacted you kayona, remember me that way. Ezinyo uzoziqoqelwa abanye. Ukuthi hayi mina so, mina so, mina so, yeah.
Ah, oh, beautiful, man. Love that. This has been Podcast and Chill. We're coming at you at the Garden Venue Hotel. They do weddings, parties, so maybe you can have your wedding here with my rich uncle.
Yeah, with your rich uncle. Oh, by the way, he's rich. If he does this, oh, it's fine. Plus, I love vendors.
Yeah. And don't forget, Rings of Power, new episode dropping tomorrow, so.
Yes.
On Prime Video. Have you been watching Rings of Power?
No.
You haven't seen Rings of Power? You gotta watch it. It's beautiful. It's on Prime Video, yes.
Wow. Okay.
You know, you're not shooting anything at the moment. No, you're still shooting.
No, I am.
What are you shooting?
I could come on Komora.
Oh, you're still on Komora?
Yes.
Hey, me, I don't watch local shows. I'm terrible.
Why not?
I don't know, man.
And we want us to to watch this podcast.
That's so okay.
I was told to.
No, right into it.
I'm not giving you that contact.
Right
anymore.
Into it.
If you are not watching now,
yeah.
And then I give you my contact there, America, which means I uzohamba forever.
Now I'll start watching Komora just because of you.
Okay.
So did I tell you what shows she's been on? There's so many. I think I'm even forgetting some here. Let's go through this list. Inkomo
Edlayotwa. That was with Henry Cele.
Yes. Rhythm City, Komora, Zone 14, Home Affairs, Yizo.
Yes.
That is my favorite series to come out of SA ever.
Really?
Yeah, I really resonated with that show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved it so
How
much.
How old were you then?
I can't remember, man. I was in high school, I think.
Primary school when the
primary
first one
Primary school when the first one
primary,
came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then high school being born, How was it for you?
I think Yizo, Ipom Productions with Yizo, they brought something which made South Africa talk.
Yes.
Because normally we are so
conservative
and we are afraid of delving into certain subjects.
Yeah.
So enza ukuthi a country must debate about izinto, considering the sins and things that we're seeing happening there.
Sure.
So it was actually a game changer.
Did you know it was going to be a game changer when you saw the script and you...
No, I didn't know because I didn't get like the whole script.
Yeah.
I just got my part and I got a synopsis, but you know, it didn't like...
Too much.
Yes.
Generations, another game changer.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first time I think we saw Amasobune. Mm. Ka Generations, if I'm not wrong. Mm. Yeah, I played Esmeralda there. Girlfriend, Yabra David paid Domorok. And you know, it was so ironic because Abobra Day, they are the ones who taught us. Mm. We are a generation that came after them. Mm. And people used to say, Ubra Day is my dad. Mm. To an extent that I ended up calling him my dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then I'm cast now, Co Generations, and he's my boyfriend. Hey, oh. It felt so awkward, you know. Hey, I had to work on it, yeah. You know, to be able to say honey. Whereas all the time, Kukhotsintse kere papa. The next thing is Selo Mutwaka. I had to really, you know.
Now you're calling him daddy, you know, for real.
Yes. So. Hey, things that we do for money. Things that we do for money, guys. Yeah.
Let me go on, right? Yeah. Soul City. Yes. Another beautiful soul.
Yeah, Soul City. I think it was a time when we were just beginning to know about HIV, yeah. And AIDS. Awareness. Yes, yeah. And my character is the lady who was a domestic worker, and then she contracted HIV. Mm-hmm. And yeah, working for that white family there, who were so afraid, yeah, of me even touching his HIV and all of that. So it was very educational in, yeah, teaching people that, you know, people with HIV, they can touch your, mm, you know, they, mm, can touch, mm, your things. You can drink, mm, from the same cup because, hey, that time it was very, hey, sensitive. Neritaba lo tshwara handle.
Yeah.
Yamunyako. That's, yeah, how, you know, that's how bad it was. So, and actually I got a SAFTA for that. No, SAFTA or Avanti. I, mm, think, yeah, one of those awards. Mm. For my performance there.
Yeah. Mm. There's also Housekeepers, Black Panther as well. Don't you get tired of people asking you about Black Panther?
No.
You don't, ne?
Ask me again. Next time when you meet me in the street, ask me.
Yeah. Black is King.
Yes.
Warriors from Hell. The A Up There. Chicken, mm, Business. Country of My Skull. Ooh. And the list goes on and on.
Wow.
Mm. Mom Connie, you are blessed. Thank you so much for
thank
your time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I enjoyed this,
yeah,
podcast. Ah. Ah. Oh, I'm kidding.
No, I have too much respect for you.
Well,
anybody else?
But why can't it see a single bakala?
I have too much respect for you. I could never.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this, guys.
Thank you so much. We are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.